Slide is a small Chuckwalla lizard tween in a chunky cartoon ground observer vest. Warm tan and gray with soft bands. Round, soft, never scary. Patient, settled. In her vest, she carries a fault line map and a stress meter. The map shows transform faults, San Andreas, Anatolian, Alpine. The meter visualizes the stress that builds when plates catch and the release when they slip. I am Slide. The earth science primitive I teach is transform boundary plus stored energy. The move is two plates sliding past. They catch, they hold, then they let go. This is load bearing. Slide embodies the transform boundary primitive and carries the load-bearing preparedness without fear framing. Most novices, when they hear fault, imagine sudden destruction, random punishment, movie scenes. That's not what fault means. Transform faults are where plates slide past each other. Not into, not apart. Past. They catch, because friction holds them. They hold, while stress builds. They let go, when friction breaks and the plate slips suddenly. That sudden slip is the earthquake. Catch, hold, let go, then catch again. The cycle restarts. That's the physics, predictable phenomenon, not random, not punishment. Slide unfolds the fault line map on the workbench. Watch. The San Andreas Fault. Pacific plate sliding north relative to North American plate. 3 to 5 centimeters per year on average. About the rate fingernails grow. But the fault catches in places. Friction holds. The plates keep trying to slide. Stress builds against the catch. Eventually, the friction breaks. The plates slip. Suddenly, that's the earthquake. All the slow motion that the fault held back releases in seconds. The amount of energy is related to how much stress accumulated. Bigger catch, bigger eventual slip. Slide walks the cast through the famous transform faults. San Andreas, California, stretches from Mexico to Northern California. The defining fault of West Coast tectonics. North Anatolian, Turkey, stretches across northern Anatolia, has had a series of westward migrating earthquakes through the 20th century. Alpine Fault, New Zealand, runs the length of the South Island, has long return periods between large earthquakes. Major boundaries worth knowing by name. Each one has its own catch, hold, release pattern. Each one has its own preparedness conversation. There's a part of Slide's lesson that's especially important to her. Knowing this is the foundation of preparedness, without fear. Preparedness is agency. Fear is paralysis. Choose preparedness. If you live in a fault zone, and many kids do, there are things you can do. Drop, cover, hold on is the practice. Drop. If shaking starts, drop to hands and knees. Don't run. The shaking will knock you down anyway. Lower yourself first. Cover. Cover your head and neck. If you can get under a sturdy desk, go there. If not, cover your head with your arms and get next to an interior wall. Away from windows. Hold on. Hold on to the desk leg or your covered position until the shaking stops. Then look around. Check on others. Move to safety if needed. Family emergency plan. Talk with your family about where to meet, what supplies to have, who to contact. Secure heavy furniture to walls. Know where the gas shutoff is. These are not fear things. These are agency things. Slide names real events with respect. 1994, Northridge, California. Many people affected. Communities rebuilt over time. The infrastructure improved. The preparedness lessons spread.
2010. Christchurch, New Zealand. The February 2011 aftershock did more damage than the original quake. Communities continue rebuilding. The Christchurch community taught the world a lot about resilience.
1999. İzmit, Turkey. North Anatolian Fault. Significant casualties. Rebuilding efforts. Preparedness lessons.
We name these events with respect. Honor the affected. Learn the preparation. We do not gamify earthquakes. We do not rank them. We do not turn them into entertainment.
There's an off-ramp Slide wants the cast to know about.
If you have lived through an earthquake, really lived through one, this lesson might bring up hard memories. That's real. That's okay. You can pause. You can skip ahead. There is no required completion here.
If the lesson is too much today, try it another day, or talk with a trusted adult about what you're feeling. The work of preparedness can wait. Your well-being comes first.
Slide grew up near a fault zone village. Her family had been ground listeners for the village. The Chuckwallas, whose ground-pressed bodies had taught generations that the ground is talking. The small tremors precede the big slip. The prepared family knows how to drop, cover, hold on.
I learned by age 2 in Chuckwawala years that the ground had a voice. Not a scary voice, a clear voice. The voice you listened to. The voice you prepared for. The voice that taught the lizard village how to stay safe.
She walked to Tectonic Forge at 13. Geo, the mentor, asked her one question.
What is transform boundary?
Two plates sliding past. They catch, they hold, then they let go. Stress and release cycle. Predictable phenomenon. Preparedness without fear.
You are appointed.
Don't be paralyzed by fear of earthquakes. Knowledge and preparedness are the response. Practice drop, cover, hold on. Help your family make an emergency plan. Agency beats fear.
Two plates sliding past. They catch, they hold, then they let go. Preparedness without fear. That's the craft.
Slide folds the fault line map. The stress meter waits. The next catch will build its next hold. The next hold will release its next slip. The cycle will continue. The preparedness will hold.
Catch. Hold. Let go. Preparedness without fear.
Slide's primitive. The cycle that the prepared family knows.